Senator, I think to start with, why don't we talk just about both the Wild and Scenic and the Wyoming Range bills getting out of committee. As you head into the Senate, I'm constantly hearing that maybe the Bush administration, especially when it comes to the Wyoming Range bill, has got some concerns. How do you make it palatable so it can be acceptable?
You know, Wyoming is an incredible energy producer for this nation. We're the number one producer of coal. We're the number one producer of uranium, number two in natural gas. And there are some places that are so pristine and so special that they need to be protected for future generations. That's what I heard as I traveled around the state in all of these town meetings. And so the vote yesterday brings us closer to enhancing the tourism and the recreation and the grazing and the hunting and the sportsman economy of the Wyoming Range. You know, I've heard the concerns that you've just raised, and I'm going to continue to working with people, but we know in Wyoming, and I believe we ought to be able to say what's best for us, and that's why I brought forth this bill that Senator Thomas was so instrumental in creating and working on, and I got all of his notes when because he was working on it right up to the end. And so I introduced the bill. Senator Enzi is co-sponsored. The governor has been back to testify in favor of the bill in committee, and we are a united voice for Wyoming.
Speaking of that area of the state, western Wyoming, a lot of concern out here about some of the BLM Forest Service issues concerning some of the drilling that they're allowing, whether or not that's been environmentally safe and sound. The governor wants a delay in a couple of things. What's your position on that? I'm sure you've been following that and hearing from folks. Are we moving too quickly out in western Wyoming?
Well, I followed that issue closely, and specifically there was the issue of money being paid by a company to do an environmental study and to have input. And I think that really did muddy and cloudy cloud the entire situation. You know, I think that the public trust in the situation, you know, just isn't there as it should be. And I think we need to restore public trust. And I think the way that it was done was not done correctly.
On the ozone issues out there, any thoughts that maybe we need to slow down the developments in that part of the state?
I'm continuing to study that. I've been there for town meetings, been there several times already, you know, in the past months, and continuing to watch how that is monitored, how it's done, how it's calibrated, what it all means, and I'm watching this closely.
Okay. The energy bill, talking about energy, I know you've got some thoughts on the gas part of it, but I was just reading about the windfall profits tax proposal and the removal of oil industry tax breaks that has been pushed by the Democrats. What are your thoughts on those?
Number one, I think that to help taxpayers and people that buy gas, help them at the pump, which is the biggest concern that I have and what I hear about is the price of the pump. You know, I've introduced a bill that says we should stop putting energy in the Strategic Petroleum Reserve. We're putting 77,000 barrels a day in that, regardless of the cost. So it's $3 billion a year, and that's basically the government competing against, you know, the man or woman in Wyoming who's going to fill up their truck or fill up their car. So I want to lessen the demand for that and help bring down the cost that way and say, hey, don't put any more energy and any more oil into the petroleum reserve until the price of gas at the pump drops below $2.50 and the price of diesel below $2.75. So there's some debates about how much this adds to the price at the pump, but everyone agrees in our committee hearings when we ask people that there is an impact and it raises the price at the pump. So to me, that's the number one. And then I gave a speech today on the Senate floor of the Senate about the importance of coal. It's important to us in Wyoming, but it's important to the nation. It is the most available, affordable, reliable, and secure source of energy that we have in the United States. And they need to invest, the government needs to invest in the technology and the resources to convert coal to liquids, coal to gas. It's what we're leading the way in Wyoming with the School of Energy Resources at UW and the partnership between General Electric and the state of Wyoming and UW, but that's just a small part of it. We need the federal government, Washington, to be investing in that technology, and that's going to be one of the things that's going to be able to be used for transportation fuel, for jet fuel, for diesel, and for gasoline.
Senator, is there any possibility from where I sit and I hear these ideas and I hear disagreements, any possibility this could just get all screwed up and we don't do anything about gasoline and those types of things?
Well, there's always that potential when there is politics and emotion and logic all trying to work together. But my effort is to fight for the people of Wyoming, and that's my number one concern. I want to be effective for the people of Wyoming, and which is why I'm fighting on all these energy issues and try to get down the price at the pump. But very happy with the fact that yesterday, two major victories for Wyoming on bills that were part of Craig Thomas's legacy. One, the Wild and Scenic for the Snake River, and then the other, the Wyoming Range. They were things that he was working on at the time of his death, and we were able to win victories for both of those bills yesterday in the Senate Energy Committee.
One last thing. Where is the farm bill standing, and your thoughts as that process continues to go back and forth?
You know, it seems every time we talk about the farm bill. They have now reached some consensus and some agreement. There is some question about whether the president is going to veto, and then whether, if there is a veto, if it will be overridden. And I have to see the final details. The things that are important for Wyoming is that it contains country of origin labeling, very important. EQIP money, very important. There are a number of different proposals, specifically an amendment that I brought for the University of Wyoming for testing for with the School of Agriculture. So there are some very good things in the Farm Bill. It's not everything that I wanted. I wanted to do some more to protect our you know, our cattle producers in terms of when they sell their product. So we're continuing to work on that. But state inspections are there, so you don't have to go out of state to get our inspections. So there are some things that are good for Wyoming in the bill.
Senator Barrasso, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you, Bob.
All right. Thanks again.
Hey, thanks.
All right. Bye.